This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. A special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. But joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing well, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, and then we've got breaking news we got to get right to. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and Kyle, you and I were just talking about this a couple of minutes ago, and pardon my voice because I've been very busy the past couple of minutes trying to get all the information I can. We've had a series of tornadoes touch down in Missouri. Now, ironically, this is on the anniversary of the big tornado a few years ago in Joplin that killed 161 people, and a tornado has catastrophic damage. It's done catastrophic damage to Jefferson City, Missouri. Now, Jefferson City, Missouri is not quite in the center of the state of Missouri, but there are reports of buildings collapsed, people trapped, power lines, trees down, structures destroyed. There's search and rescue going on right now. They've asked for all available first responders to respond to the area. I've been listening to it on the scanner in Jefferson City for the last few minutes, and it does not sound like it's a very good situation, and I wish the people well there, and to the first responders, I wish you Godspeed, because this is a disaster of immense proportions in Jefferson City, Missouri, and the DOT and the governor and the authorities are saying, please avoid all travel into or out of Jefferson City unless you are an emergency first responder responding with rescue equipment, because what they need right now is they need to keep the roads open as much as possible to get all the rescuers in to do all the work that needs to be done. Now, Kyle, you pick it up from there.
That's right, Captain. At 11:43 local time, 11:43 p.m., what's being described as a long-track tornado went through the city of Jefferson City. And, of course, you talked about there is what we have reported, massive damage, a lot of damage that we're not going to be able to know until, of course, there's first light. I've been monitoring ABC 17, the local ABC affiliate there, and they are monitoring this. and just came over just a few moments ago. Part of this track that they have for this storm, which can generate even more tornadoes,
yes,
as they're looking at their radar maps, if you're in the area of Jonesburg, they're saying be sure to be in your tornado safe place.
Yep.
And this is right along Interstate 70. They're
right.
Also warning travelers up and down Interstate 70,
mm-hmm.
Truckers, of course, to beware.
Yep.
This is coming that way.
And Effingham, Illinois, you're under the bullseye right now. If you're over there on 57 or 70, Effingham, Illinois, you are definitely under the bullseye. I can see that there are tornado watches and warnings. There is a major front right now, which is a part of this system that's out about, that's on about a 45 degree angle across the central part of Illinois right now. I suspect we're going to hear about more storms touching down, but Missouri, you're not out of the woods yet. You still have some severe weather in your area. Conditions are still very fluent, not only in Missouri, but way back into Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, I-44, that area. We've got all kinds of flash flooding and severe flooding now with the torrential rains that have come down, including the area around Jefferson City, Joplin, Branson, Springfield, Missouri. All of that area has been pretty well inundated right now, and it's still raining.
That's right, and we understand about 20 minutes before these tornadoes touched down, there were tornado warnings that
yeah.
went out. But, Captain, as you mentioned, we've got major damage, people literally trapped in buildings, and right now
Jefferson City
emergency crews are working feverishly, of course, to try to free people from these collapses.
Right, and, of course, one of them is the apartment. There's an apartment, several apartment complexes that have been levied. Buildings have collapsed. People are trapped in them. Obviously, this did happen around midnight their time, around 1 o'clock Eastern time, our time, just about an hour and 15 minutes ago or so. And as I say, once I found out about it, I just happened to be listening to the fire scanner, and all of a sudden it came up, Jefferson City Fire, a major disaster, and I went over there, and boom, then I was there listening to what's going on. And anybody that has the abilities that I do knows what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, the scanner's going on over my shoulder here in the background. There's all kinds of units en route right now from as far away as Kansas.
That's right. And, of course, also there's some 22 areas that are currently under alert, major power outages, and hail also being reported throughout mid-Missouri at this hour.
Yeah, so again, for you truckers that are out there, if you're along I-70 from Missouri east over to I-57, Effingham, Illinois, be prepared. You are going to be in that system, and there's tornadoes bouncing around. Kyle, hold on, and folks, when we come back, we'll get back to our regular programming with an ear to what's going on in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are, and I am the Captain, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion, segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, you can get a great rate with a personal touch, and I'll tell you what, in Jefferson City, Missouri, there'll be insurance agents there by morning all over the place, and obviously people trying to figure out how much damage has been done, and it does not sound good. I'll say that again. But Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, has been saving money now for people for over 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country with over 21 million drivers, including yours truly. Now, they don't just insure your car or your truck that you're driving around. They'll insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and even your snowmobile, because, yep, it's still snowing out in the Rocky Mountains. And we can even help with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So, go to your phone book, look up the phone number for Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and see if you've got a local agent. If not, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find your local insurance agent. And back to Kyle Warren, and before I get started with Kyle, I need to tell you again, all you truckers that are out there on the highway tonight, there is catastrophic damage done by a tornado that apparently stayed on the ground for quite a while. This is a very serious and life-threatening situation in Jefferson City, Missouri. It's being reported as catastrophic. Reports of mutual aid response from as far away as Kansas coming to help for fire, EMS, and whatnot. And also, no one, please, no one, avoid Jefferson City going in or going out, as the trees are down, houses are in piles, literally, wires are down, a very dangerous situation. They're telling everybody, if you don't need to be and you're not a first responder, stay out of Jefferson City, Missouri. All right, Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, I want to go where we were going to start to begin with, and we would have been there had it not been for this disaster. But because of what we do at night, we have to report these sort of things and let everybody know what's going on. Now, this was Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, who said this coming out of her caucus meeting before she hot-footed it over to go meet with the president in the White House with Chuck Schumer. Listen to this.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. In a cover-up. And that was the nature of the meeting.
Are you going to have a successful meeting on the position of some of your members on impeachment or contempt or anything? Is that part of persuasion?
What's that question? Persuasion includes exchanging information and points of view. I believe we have this important meeting with the President. I think
can you still have that meeting, though, with all of this happening?
All right, so the last part was kind of hard to hear. I'll repeat what she said. A reporter asked her a question. Some of your members are for impeachment or contempt. Is that part of the discussion? And she said, we're exchanging information and points of view. Really, we have this important meeting with the president. So they hot-footed it over to the president, Kyle, and they were there about 15 minutes later. And Chuck Schumer was there. And, of course, the president really got hot. And I don't know any other way to put it, Kyle, but I think he threw them out of the White House.
Well, from what we understand, the president came in. He did not really have a whole lot of pleasantries with them, shall we say. Told them that as long as this kind of thing is going on, he's not going to work with them. The president himself described it as saying that he told him he wants to do infrastructure and this kind of stuff. But that meeting was over very, very quickly. And, of course, after that, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer kind of looked surprised a little bit. But, Captain, I wonder, where is this disconnect with Nancy Pelosi to stand there to reporters on the Hill earlier and say, well, we think the president's engaged in a cover-up, which is another magical phrase that's come down from the home, home office.
Well, let me try to explain this again to you and to everybody else. This is my opinion. Now, this is just my opinion. The Democrats are no longer angry anymore about the results of the election. They're terrified about what's going to happen when the Inspector General report comes out and the FISA report comes out. That's going to be back-to-back reports that's going to absolutely put the Democrats in a horrible position because of the new names that are going to be named and what people did to go after this president. And they are certainly in disarray because they have no defense to any of this. And I believe Attorney General Bill Barr is going to just lay the power of God, the legal power of the law and God, on top of the Democrats that have been responsible for all of this, because they're the ones that have been doing the colluding. They're the ones that have been doing the corruption. They're the ones that have been doing the lying. And everything they've accused President Trump of doing, they've done themselves.
Well, sure. Yeah, I believe that they are terrified, and I think they are trying to throw up some smoke screens here about what is coming. Because they know, I mean, they know where the bodies are buried on this whole thing. And, but to stand there and say, you know, he's in a cover up and then we're going to have an important meeting with him. I mean, none of this makes any sense, in a normal way. So it has to be that they are simply trying to, create this confusion out there. But you're absolutely right. In fact, the president himself said the criminal acts and so forth were done on the other side. He knows it, and we're going to find out with a lot of detail here from these reports that you mentioned.
Right, and something else that happened yesterday was a federal judge ordered that two banks must comply with congressional subpoenas as part of the probe into President Trump's finances. Manhattan federal judge Eduardo Ramos said from the bench he will not enjoin enforcement of the subpoenas on Deutsche Bank and Capital One Bank, and of course he called Trump's legal arguments not sufficiently serious. President Trump and his team had argued that Congress was seeking to conduct a criminal investigation without adequate authority. He said that these subpoenas, which brought several years of financial records of him and his family members, was a fishing expedition without legislative purpose. I suspect this will be challenged.
Well, of course, it will be challenged, and it is a fishing expedition. And, you've got so many tracks in this trying to come in and destroy President Trump that it's almost laughable to a great degree. I don't know what they think they're going to find or how they're going to try to, but whatever they find, they'll spin, basically. And so they're just looking for more material. So instead of actually trying to win elections, win over the hearts and minds of people, and actually do something like do legislation, this is what they've chosen to do. And I think you're right, they are worried about these investigations, but they're also worried, Captain, that they've lost touch. They can't connect with the American people. They don't have a great candidate, Joe Biden notwithstanding, and, 2020 looks pretty dim for them.
All right, now we have a radio affiliate in the vicinity of Jefferson City, not exactly there, but it's not very far away. And I just received some information from one of their people, James. I won't mention your last name, James, but he's telling me, he's saying, Captain, thank you for the information. Obviously, radios, unless you have a battery-powered radio, and some radio stations appear to have been damaged in Jefferson City, so we may be the only thing they're hearing if they're listening on a radio up there. Damage in Jefferson City is reported as catastrophic. Reports of mutual aid response for fire and EMS have been requested. Units coming from as far away as Kansas. ASAP to assist, and the comment from law enforcement authorities and emergency management, please avoid all travel into or out of Jefferson City right now unless you are a designated emergency first responder. This is due to damage from power lines down, trees down, structures collapsed. There is debris all over the place in Jefferson City, Missouri, and there's also a structure fire that's started downtown in one of the buildings. James promised to get back to me with more information. And thank you very much, James. And there you go.
Well, Captain, as well, we're starting to see some first videos and descriptions come out by people tweeting out some of these things that they're seeing. In fact, there's some grisly descriptions, unfortunately. One person saying the roof is off of the Best Western. They believe in the damage, that there's a woman whose leg has to be amputated as a result of the damage. Also, an
trapped
Ontario,
in the structure.
Trapped in the structure, exactly. Also, in an area near Ellis and 54th Street, I believe, someone has posted a picture of what used to be a very large gas station, not a truck stop, but a large a gas station fuel place, and it is absolutely devastated. And so we're starting to see more and more of this come out, and it's very, very bad.
Yeah. And again, here comes the music. And folks, we are going to keep you informed as best we can. And James, keep letting me know some things there if you can. And James, if you want to call into the program from up there, you can. And we'll let you be our live reporter, since apparently we may be one of the only radio stations that's actually broadcasting a signal into that area. So there you go, because of our affiliate up there. Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can find out more about them and enter in the Gun A Day free giveaway by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, clicking on the USCCA logo that's right there, and sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. You'll see the little window for that. And consider becoming a member, because members right now at the USCCA get $474 worth of free stuff given to you for being members. And, you know, I can only tell you so much, but when you need to have it, it'll be there, because they know that when law enforcement shows up on the scene, the first person they're going to look at when you have to defend yourself is the last person standing. You don't want to be in that position without having some sort of help in case you need it. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I've got a live story from a reporter who is on the streets in front of her television studio. She can't get out onto the streets with a vehicle because they're blocked with wires and trees and a building that's collapsed that's blocking their egress. But let's see if we can pick up what she's saying. This was just 5 minutes ago.
Hi everyone, meteorologist Elise Smith here again. I am just off of Christie Drive in Jefferson City, where there is potential tornado damage, extensive potential tornado damage. This is an active scene. I just spoke to a state trooper who says that this situation is chaos right now. So they are asking people to stay away. I know as Good Samaritans we want to come and help, but the power has not been shut off yet. That's why this is dangerous. But also storms are moving in again. Rain is falling. There is lightning. It is not good to be out in this situation right now. We'll continue to give you more updates as they become available. But respect law enforcement, contact friends and family, and stay safe tonight.
All right, and that was Elise Smith from KRGC, Channel 13, right there in Jefferson City. And she's telling you exactly what we've been hearing. By the way, here's another report that just came in from Jefferson City. There's reports of natural gas leaks. Authorities are looking for people that are reportedly trapped. Also, there is something going on there. There was a fire in one of the structures that collapsed, and this is not a pretty thing. So Jefferson City, Missouri tonight, and I'm looking at some really serious damage here to buildings. A lot of hotels, Kyle, have been damaged, roofs blown off, and people trapped in hotels there, too, because Jefferson City right there along U.S. 54 has got, it's quite a little tourist town, amongst other things.
Well, right, and what we're also getting some reports here, the Capitol Plaza Hotel in downtown Jefferson City, one person posting to their Twitter account that people have been stuck in the elevator for over 90 minutes there. It looks like the power is on there, but obviously that's a major concern. Also, ABC 17, a local affiliate in the nearby area, just reported that there was a lot of damage near the YMCA along this track as the tornado went through. And again, it was described as a long track tornado.
Yeah.
So that meant it hit the ground and it sort of just kept going and going. And so it again very, very devastating. We're continuing to get pictures, some audio, but all saying showing the same thing, Captain. A lot of devastation, and as the sun comes up, it's going to be, we had a full idea of what's happening. But right now, and especially in Jefferson City, all the fire department has been called back for anybody who was out or on leave or not working.
Obviously. Yeah, they've called in all the shifts. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so this is literally just, and a lot of these tweets, Captain, and I want to reiterate this, a lot of people are simply saying, of course, pray for Jefferson City, and that's exactly what we need to be doing.
Exactly. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, and when we came on the air, we came on with the breaking news of the tornado, major, major tornado that struck Jefferson City, Missouri. Catastrophic damage being reported, people trapped in buildings, fire in a major structure downtown, natural gas leaks. That's not going to be good, because if there's any ignition, that could cause an explosion, amongst other things. It's a very bad situation, and for you truckers that are traveling along I-70, especially over towards Effingham, where 57 comes together, there is a line of storms right there in that area that has the potential to develop into tornadic activity. Please be careful. Please be careful, and don't take any chances out there tonight. Now, the other thing, Kyle, with everything that's going on here, and God knows we didn't need to hear about a bunch of tornadoes tonight, because this is the anniversary of what happened in Joplin several years ago when 161 people were killed in a major tornado there.
Exactly right. And it was a very, very sad anniversary. And but this extreme weather that we're seeing in many places throughout the country is just overwhelming in many ways. And as they continue to track this, and as we mentioned earlier, Jonesburg seemed to be in line for this as well. So if you're hearing sirens, you got to get to your safe place that you can go for a tornado. Take every precaution that you can, obviously the emergency services are being quite overwhelmed. Right. So do the best you can.
Now let's go over to Charlie Schumer. This was what he had to say after the White House, and he had a press conference somewhere, and Speaker Pelosi was with him. I don't know where this was where they did this, but this is what Chuck Schumer had to say after they were more or less told to leave the White House. The president had nothing to say to him.
Well, thank you, Speaker Pelosi, and to watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop. We Democrats believe in infrastructure. We believe our roads and bridges need repair. We believe that rural America, as well as inner city America, needs broadband. We believe that to bring clean new energy around the country, we need a power grid modernized and updated. We believe in modernizing our transportation fleet with electric cars. We believe in all these things. And so, despite signals in the previous few weeks that he might not be serious, we went forward. We came here very seriously. The president asked in his letter last night, where would Democrats spend the money on infrastructure? I was prepared to give him a 35-page plan detailing this in all the areas I mentioned and more that had the broad support of Senate and House Democrats.
Okay, boo-hoo, where, but why did you call the president, Nancy Pelosi, accuse him of being involved in a cover-up of everything that's going on, when the only cover-up that's been going on is what the Democrats themselves started, because they're the ones that colluded, they're the ones that conspired, and everything that they've accused this administration or anyone that's been in it of, they've done themselves.
Well, sure. I mean, it was really something earlier, Captain, to watch Nancy Pelosi after the White House meeting talk about, you know, doesn't President Trump want to have a signature piece of legislation like Thomas Jefferson? I mean, she invoked Thomas Jefferson, of all people.
She doesn't even know Thomas Jefferson.
Well, exactly.
Or she wouldn't be invoking him.
Well, it just seems so odd, because the words cover-up, you know, obviously are meant to invoke a Nixonian, Watergate kind of connotation in all of this. It's like they sat around in their meeting earlier on the Hill and said, what can we throw out there to really try to get this to go nuclear and hit a critical mm-hmm. mass? And that's exactly what they did. Mm-hmm. And so it's really kind of sad.
Now, what's starting to unfold that's got them scared to death is a video has surfaced talking about a money trail from foreign oligarchs to Hunter Biden. Bank accounts were exposed. Amounts of money were brought out. $1.5 billion talking about here. Given to Hunter Biden simply because his dad was a vice president and everybody knew it. And then there was the conspiracy involving John Brennan, who apparently was the point man involved in all of this stuff, trying to bring the president down. Brennan apparently is the point man, but he had to be getting his orders from somewhere.
Well, sure. And intrepid investigative reporers have just, it can feast on this kind of stuff, Captain.
Well, this has been coming out now for the last 2-3 days, but yesterday was the most precise and concise reporting that I'd seen in a while, and kudos to Breitbart for leading the way.
Well, exactly. And those others in the media who are happy to carry the water for the Democrat Party and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Jerry Nadler and the rest of them, I mean, it's staring them right in the face. If they want a great story, if they want to win a Pulitzer Prize, for goodness sake, they ought to follow this kind of stuff and tell the people the truth.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it being a political motivated thing.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show. We've run out of time, and I'll have to say I'll see you tomorrow night, but go ahead.
Yes. Thanks, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. And we will see you tomorrow night. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
All righty. And, folks, we will keep you up to breast with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report as we come back. A very fluent and serious situation in Jefferson City, Missouri tonight, and towns surrounding there. Major, major tornadic damage tonight. Major tornadic damage. And if you're up on 7057 Effingham, Illinois, you've got a serious situation working its way that way, too. Be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextracts.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days.
days on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. And we're going to go right to the highways and byways. Now, let me read the weather statement first before I get into some specifics. Severe thunderstorms with some very strong tornadoes and very large hail will continue across central portions of the country through early Thursday morning. That's, in fact, been happening right now. Very heavy rainfall on already saturated and flooded ground will produce more significant flooding in these areas. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain threats continue across the central and southern plains on Thursday. Now, also, we have had a major violent tornado just before midnight touch down in Jefferson City, Missouri. That's roughly the central part of Missouri. Reports of people trapped in apartment complexes, homes, hotels. A couple of fires started. I've been listening to a scanner on and off here. Multiple rescues are underway right now. There are injuries. There's significant damage all throughout the city. This storm was on the ground for quite a little while. It's done a lot of damage. There's reports of hotels, roofs torn off, urgent calls for rescue, for people to come in. And fire officials a little while ago implored the people in the area to pray for their citizens, because this is a bad, bad situation in Jefferson City, Missouri. So with that being said, let me tell you what's going on right now out in front of this. If you are in Illinois, there is a tornado watch area and severe thunderstorm watch area and warning area that pretty much follows I-57 down to Effingham along I-70 over into Missouri. And there's a lot of activity there that could develop into a tornado or two. In addition, we've got all kinds of flash flooding, streams over their banks in Missouri right now, the central part of Missouri, again, along I-70, U.S. 50. 54, which runs through Jefferson City. They're telling people not to go in or out of Jefferson City unless you are an emergency first responder, and those are the people that need to get there to do their jobs right away. Many tornadoes, major tornadoes, tonight have dropped down, touched down across Missouri. This coming from the Governor Mike Parson, who tweeted out a message just a few minutes ago. And by the way, I believe Jefferson City is the capital of Missouri, so that's where the governor is too. Now, the governor says we're doing okay, but pray for those that were caught in the damage. Some are still trapped. Local emergency crews are on site and assisting. We have help coming from other states as well. Yes, they do. I've already heard them say Kansas was sending people there into the area. And, 2 hours after the twister hit, which now that's right about now, we're about 2 hours later, rescuers are still painstakingly going through the city of more than 42,000 people, clearing buildings and making sure that anyone that's trapped, they can get them out. And there's a lot of that going on right now. And the damage that I'm looking at is certainly catastrophic. This comes on the heels, by the way, of the anniversary of the Joplin tornadoes that killed 161 people a few years ago. Now, let me back up with the weather here, because, again, we've got rain, heavy rain across a lot of Missouri. We still have severe thunderstorms. If you're on I-44 coming out of Oklahoma, you are going to have, again, along the Joplin area over towards Tulsa. There's an area, again, of severe weather, and watches and warnings are in that area as well, coming out of Oklahoma City. You've got rain, I-35 up into Kansas, heavy rain in some areas. Other places, it's hit or miss. And then going up into South Dakota tonight, you've got scattered areas of rain. In Wisconsin, you've got central and the south part of Wisconsin, scattered areas of rain. Southeastern Minnesota, the same. Northeastern Iowa, the same. Going up into Montana, the northern end of Yellowstone National Park, you have a winter storm warning. So winter is still going on there. And You've got snow in a couple of different higher elevations of Wyoming tonight. High winds out on I-80 between Rollins and Laramie and Elk Mountain. You've got snow in Colorado, again, winter driving advisories west of I-25 going up over the top of a couple of mountain passes. Also going up 25 north towards Wyoming, you've got winter driving advisory in the eastern part of Utah in the mountains going towards going towards Wyoming on I-80. You've got a winter weather advisory that way towards the state line up in the northeastern corner of Utah, and then the southeastern corner in the Wasatch Mountains, you've got a winter weather advisory just south of I-70 in Richfield, Utah. And in Arizona tonight, Flagstaff, Arizona, above 6,500 feet, you've got snow coming down. It's going to snow until about 8 o'clock in the morning. Right now, they should be getting, it should be picking up, and there will be accumulations on the highways and byways above 6,500 feet, which means Flagstaff, you'll have some interesting driving going across I-40. But once you get down below about 5,000 feet, you'll be out of that weather. And also on I-17 coming up out of Phoenix, once you get up above 5,500 feet, 6,500 is where it says it starts. You've got winter driving conditions there. So that's what we've got right now. Everything else is looking pretty good. But out on the west coast, you've got another system that looks like it's trying to work its way in again, all the way from the Oregon California line all the way down to about L.A., and that is a system in the Pacific Ocean. It looks like it's going to come across again. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, the storm track and the jet stream is picking these things up and pretty much taking them in an area where it's going right up through the middle part of the country, up towards the Great Lakes, towards Michigan, Ohio, that sort of thing, because we've had this immense high pressure system over the southeast and the middle Atlantic states that's been giving us these 95 degree days. For example, today in my area of Florida, 95 today, 96 tomorrow, 96 on Saturday, with no relief in sight and no rain in sight for a little while. So this is what's going on with the weather the way that it is. Now, the high-pressure system come Monday is going to weaken a little bit, but it'll still continue to bring those temperatures to us, which is warming up the water, which means if we ever get a storm that comes into the Gulf, it's gonna have all the possibilities of being able to develop because of 84, 85-degree water in the Gulf of Mexico. So there you have it. But again, if you're just joining us, especially you truckers, I-70 coming out of Missouri and going across into Illinois, I-57, you have got a line of severe thunderstorms. You've also got flash flood watches and advisories. Some of these storms have had tornadoes in them. You had a very serious major tornado touchdown in Jefferson City, Missouri, as well as other major tornadoes in the state of Missouri tonight. There's extensive damage in Jefferson City, especially along Highway 54. Buildings are down. Power lines are down. Traffic is not really advised at all in the area. They don't want anybody on the roads in Jefferson City unless you are an emergency first responder. Those people are needed very desperately right now. Okay, be right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be on with us. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.